brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joined us, Homeland Security new manuals have been leaked where they train to wage war, including cyber war, anyone who opposes martial law, socialism, or tyranny. Can't believe I just said that. It's actually true. I mean, they even call it in the Army manuals re-education camps for conservatives and veterans and gun owners. That's a Soviet term, by the way. I mean, it's just amazing. It is a Soviet model the banks are using because they're exempt from it all. How incredible. Alan, Jeff, Joey, TJ, Chris, I'm going to get to all of you. I want to go through a bunch of calls now up to the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to hit some special reports, a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet. But right now, let's go to Alan in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello there, my friend.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing today? How's the weather in your area?
Well, it's sunny today. The snow has finally stopped, and I'm driving across Pennsylvania here. I'm concerned. You read something here. I haven't been able to see this story yet because I'm driving a truck across the state. But about the social media being used to maybe organize a protest or a demonstration, I've been trying to work on something like that for a while.
What they're saying is under martial law, under a socialist tyranny, they're preparing Homeland Security to cyber attack and try to block. And they're already doing this. The censorship's starting. They're just testing to see what we'll do right now on their platforms, YouTube, Facebook, you name it. We have to stay on those platforms. That's where the people are. We can't just give that up to them. But, yes, that's the big top report that I was just mentioning. Homeland Security exercise targets free Americans against socialist tyranny. Leaked document reveals plan to counter online dissent during martial law.
Right. Well, I put a website together. It's MaydayAmerica.com. I'm trying to organize a demonstration across the country, everybody demonstrating at exactly the same time, exactly where you are without having to go anywhere, just where you are.
How do you do it? Scream, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore?
Well, you know, just stop your car, everybody stop for 1 hour. On whatever data, I haven't gotten a whole lot of followers right now. But
well, listen, that's because it's hard. It's easier to get somebody big to go with your idea or do a plan that's small to organize folks in your local town to fight some tyranny. So I appreciate your call. I mean, this is a great call because people try to always organize blowing up the Death Star the first day. You got to do some other stuff first. So I would say get a YouTube channel. Shoot videos on an iPhone or something of what you see on the road. Have commentary. Thousands will end up watching each video you do. You may catch incredible stuff. Get a following. Call into local radio when it's socialist radio or whatever. Call into NPR. Battle them. Run for city council. Stuff like that. And I'm not poo-pooing your idea. It might get caught on. Just if you're going to try to organize it, as a truck driver, it's going to be hard. You got to get somebody else to catch on to it. Maybe it will. You know, it's a great website address you yelled out there, so we'll see what happens. Let's go to Jeff in Kansas. You got about a minute and a half, or we'll hold you over. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Alex. Thanks a lot for your work.
No need to thank me. Go ahead. No. Like Rush says, just say dittos, okay?
one of my hired men was up in Chicago a while back. And there was a bomb scare while he was up there. It shut down a bridge, shut down traffic and everything. The kid ends up making a joke about it on Facebook. And wasn't too long after that, he was contacted by the FBI.
Stay there. Let's come back and talk about this. All right?
Okay.
Stay there. Yeah. Making jokes about their security theater and their fear-mongering is a crime, according to them. But if you were just joking and didn't intend to actually make a threat, it's not. But they'll lie to you and trick you into agreeing you did something wrong because they love putting innocent people in prison because they're criminals. We'll be right back.
A hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. That's sort of pop and the dance is free. So if you want to have fun, come.
Introducing Pro One. All
all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention radio listeners, are you getting amazing results from your store-bought Omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone, I'm on top of things.
My bad cholesterol had gone down, and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed, and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega-3s come individually blister packed so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
You've got it.
Well, surprise, surprise, as Private Pyle would say, New York uses toll tags to track motorists. I first documented that 15 years ago. The San Francisco Chronicle about 10 years ago reported it. All of this stuff has dual use to track you illegally, and they sell the data. There's black boxes in all your cars. They're getting ready to tax you by the mile. So instead of just denying it's happening, admit it's happening, and culturally say you don't want it. Don't just have them announce, oh, we're putting the new, you know, toll box in your car, going to tax you by the mile, and the toll box is already there. That's up on InfoWars.com. New York uses toll tags to track motorists. For the past 20 years, multiple agencies have been tracking cars with easy pass tags nowhere near the toll booth. Told you. Video. Albuquerque cop opens fire on man for illegally camping. And they march right up, say, you can't camp out here illegally. He says, all right, fine, please don't aim guns at me. I'll pick up my stuff. I'll walk down with you. And they just kill him. And the police chief says, good job. Who needs to go to jail? Just execute him. Good. Everybody needs a few kills on their belt. I think they ought to put on police cars. Like how many people they've killed, kind of like it's like Japanese Zeros or something in World War II, or how many ships they've sunk. Like a baby carriage. Because they're the new warrior police, you know, and any excuse, because their safety comes first. And again, folks, deadly force is being way over-applied. But the police themselves in many areas, so you're going to get these problems. You got a lot of cops that are just far too scared of everybody. When you watch this video, I mean, they are all just absolutely scared to death, escalating the thing way out of control. And now they've got SWAT teams around the country. They're announcing they're just going to aim guns at you at checkpoints for, quote, ID checks, and then you just pull up and they're aiming guns at you. I mean, this is Fallujah. They're like, it's for our safety. They can always get some collaborator on the news to go, I like it. I wake up safe now. Again, aborted babies burned to power UK hospitals. That's up on Infowars.com. 30 survey results that should sound false but are actually true. I want to get to that article if I have time. Ron Paul has an article, U.S. Democracy Promotion Destroys Democracy Overseas. The White House has now turned to cat pictures to promote Obamacare and other little cuddly creatures. I mean, this is just shows the constituents they're targeting are the most gullible, mindless, arrested development idiots who literally can hardly talk. I mean, I talk to Obama supporters, and MSNBC is always talking about how smart they are. No one is dumber than mainline Democrats. No one is stupider than the average Democrat out there. And I'm not even a Republican. I'm just telling you, you've seen Mark Dice videos. You've seen our videos. They literally don't know what planet they're on. Should we ban water for Obama? Yes, I'll sign the petition. Should we lock up all gun owners in FEMA camps? Yes, I'll sign the petition. Should we burn Jews for the Holocaust at the beach? Yes, I'll sign the petition for Obama. Should we bring in martial law for Obama? Yes. Should we arrest people that criticize Obama? Yes. 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 San Diego. Los Angeles. Yes. 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 And what's YouTube's answer? Ban his show. So there was a big media backlash, and we happen to have some contacts inside YouTube that are pretty high level. And said, you might want to review this, and then they put his channels back up. But most people don't have those contacts or the following to complain. And so they're shutting people down across the board. You want to promote the Second Amendment? Your Facebook's blocked or gone. You want to promote liberty? You're blocked on YouTube. And YouTube can deny it because it's their super mods, government mods. Remember Lieberman a few years ago said he wanted to be able to censor things. We had Michael Moore. We had a video that one of our contest entries put in that had like 700,000 views, got like 800,000 now. It was in one day, it got like 500,000. It was set to go into the tens of millions. They just blocked it in terms of service violation, a comedy making fun of Michael Moore, and Michael Moore's people complained. Michael Moore doesn't just want your guns, he wants your free speech, and he'll get it. Bloomberg is on Facebook getting the deal done. We told you a week before it happened, and then it happened, that they're getting Facebook to not let you promote Second Amendment stuff. People are getting the notices. I remember Darren McBreen a few years ago, well, this Facebook got a notice, we showed it on air, saying, you know, when you talk about politics, it upsets people. You want to get more likes, don't do it. We don't want to have to suspend your account, but you can't use it for a week right now. Don't do what you're doing anymore. And, of course, it was my stuff they were putting out. Darren McBreen, in my office, we'd shut it on air because we're a radio listener. We're also simulcasting TV at prisonplanet.tv, InfoWars News, Infowars.com/news, just to document what we're saying. So more of that is coming up. And then after I take calls at the bottom of the hour, banker deaths leave industry concerned as coroners probe. We've been talking about this for a year. It's accelerating. Now Bloomberg reported it, so now it means it's real. This mainstream dinosaur reported it. Let's talk to Jeff in Kansas. Jeff, restart your story. You got cut off by the break.
One of my hired men was in Chicago a while back, and there was a bomb scare that shut down a bridge there, and he ended up making a joke about it on Facebook. He got held up in traffic or something with it, and he made a joke about it on Facebook. And then he was contacted by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. You know, he's a real rule-following kid. He's very obedient, and he's scared to death.
Well, he should be. He's living in a tyranny. I mean, they have loudspeaker announcements. Maybe find it. where TSA says, don't make jokes or you'll be arrested. Next, it'll be permanently detained. They don't say don't make threats or you can be arrested. They say don't make jokes because they want you to be scared. I mean, the mayor of Austin, when you go in to speak for 3 minutes, he goes, now watch your mouth. I can have you arrested. You know, criminal charges. He wants you to know you're scum.
I kind of hate talking about this, talking about his business and stuff like that, but I was just so appalled by it, and I just wanted to get your analysis on it.
Well, I mean, it's all make work because FBI's main mission now is not fighting criminals because criminals run the government. It's not white-collar crime. It's political crime. It's making us the enemy and creating enough reports to go to Congress and say, you know, look at these terrorists. So that's all it is. I appreciate your call. It's creating the perception there's all this terrorism, the perception there's this danger. Joey, you're on the air from New York. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how you doing today, Al?
Good. I'm doing great. Go ahead.
All right, man. So, all right, I'm 19, and my generation of people are we're like knowledgeable with this whole NWO, the whole try and depopulate us, make us stupid, blah blah blah. Well, like a bunch of my friends, we're all trying to rebuild the society. We're trying to think about 20 years down the future of how we're going to be basically in your rebuild what everyone's broken down. I mean, any advice on how we can rebuild America? Anything at all? How our generation can focus on ourselves instead of all this other distractions we have going on day to day? That's all.
Well, I think you start with watching less television, exercising more, finding honorable people to be friends with, doing business with those that have proven that they're honorable, and just being a man, being a woman, if you're a woman out there, and picking an issue that you're going to fight locally, becoming a leader in your area, calling yourself a citizen journalist, going out and doing commentary, just like I do with an iPhone, you know, even when I'm not working, and just becoming active in the electronic soapbox, but also the physical soapbox. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Go speak at city council. It'll be on local cable. Go speak at county commissioners. Go speak at the water district. Say, I want the fluoride out of the water. Read, you know, AP Reuters headlines about brain cancer and bone cancer from it. And just bombard them with our messages. Take your own intel, put out your own message. Take our message, if you agree with it, amplify it. They can't stop us.
Completely.
Well, that's it right there, brother. Being an honorable person.
Thank you so much, Alex. Yeah. I'm just trying to get my generation to get the proper knowledge to not necessarily rebuild America, but restore it to what it should, like how it used to be, you know?
Well, you do that by cutting taxes and not letting the money go to the globalist. Right there, you cut taxes and less money goes to Washington and you cut debt. It kills dependency. It promotes individualism. It's the beginning of the end of the globalist. Great job, Joey, for calling in. TJ in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's DJ. DJ is my name.
DJ, welcome,
thanks
DJ.
Thanks for having me on the show, Alex.
You bet.
Thanks for having me on the show. I have someone in my family who's completely aware of the New World Order. They know that the banksters are absolutely robbing us. They know the food is poison. It's genetically modified. They know that the vaccines are poison. They have mercury in them. But she still tunes into MSNBC and watches Reverend Al Sharpton's race-baiting politics. I mean, everything is about race. It's absolutely sickening. It seems like Reverend Al Sharpton himself is keeping racism alive. How could I convince this person that Reverend Al Sharpton is simply a pawn in the New World Order scheme to help control and manipulate black people?
Well, I would just point out that, you know, Al Sharpton doesn't talk about 50%+ of blacks never being born. I would show her quotes from Margaret Sanger about how they would take over the liberals to get control of blacks. I would show her LBJ quotes online about how the Democrats were going to try to become the Republicans and claim they wanted to help blacks because they wanted to control them. And I would explain to her basic domestication and how the system likes to get us dependent. And I would just explain to her that people like Al Sharpton, bottom line, have a goal of keeping people divided and conquered. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Alex. But I have one more question.
Sure, go ahead.
like a lot of my younger generation, like you said, the young African American men.
Say what? Stay there. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you. Let you ask that second question. We'll go to Chris, Jim, Kyle, Joe, and others.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on with us. What was your question?
Earlier today, you were talking with the director, John Singleton, or you played an interview clip of John Singleton John Singleton, and he was talking about the gangster kill thug culture that's being pushed in the black community. And it really is. If you turn on BET, MTV, that's all you see is this gangster thug culture, and it's cool. That's what people like. And people are on Twitter and Facebook all day, this younger generation, and they have no thoughts of their own.
But they repeat it. They repeat it because they think it's cool. It's not really them that are
repeated.
Well, first, do me a favor. Just talk right into your telephone. It's muffled.
Why do you think that people just repeat what they see on TV? Why don't young people have an opinion of their own? Why can't they arrive at their own conclusion?
Well, that's because they were set in front of a television. Children are supposed to repeat what their parents teach them, or elephants. The baby elephant learns from its mommy. Parents aren't parents. The television is. The average child watches 8 hours of TV. They go to government training camps the rest of the time. So their mommy, their daddy is telling them how to survive, dress like a gangster, be rude to everyone, and all they end up doing is being in prison. But their mommy, the television, told them they would end up being winners. I mean, you know, every sitcom out there, the man's an idiot, the mother's the boss. Well, that doesn't create a happy family. The women think, I go divorce my husband, I get ahead, I get to be the boss. No, you just get even more work to do, and the state is now your man. So it's all been scientifically planned to destroy people. And so basically any message you're seeing from mainstream television, you should be asking, what is it trying to sell me? And the answer is...
You said your children belong to the state.
I know. It's over-the-top tyranny. I appreciate your call. That's because they think that we're that dumb. Folks, try to talk right into your telephone. There's this phenomenon with telephones as well. Everybody talks like this. And I can't understand. You just put the receiver right up to your mouth. Chris in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's the reception?
Oh, I'm sorry. They were popping in my ear to say they had a video ready. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. How's the
reception? I missed what you said. Start over. Go ahead.
How's the reception?
It's good. I can hear you.
All right. I'm calling with Texas Marijuana Liberty. We're fighting tyranny on the front lines in Austin, fighting for... medicinal marijuana in Texas. Now, I know you know...
How much pot have you smoked today?
Just a limited amount, medicinally, though.
Yeah. No. My whole issue is I'm for decriminalization, but I've seen marijuana really turn a lot of people into jellyfish. I know it has incredible medical usages. I'm for decriminalization. I'd like to see it decriminalized. The problem is, under a lot of state laws, they're just making you a ward of the state, and you're waiving your rights to get medical marijuana, so it's worse than buying it illegally, because the laws had already been reduced. You understand that? The globalists aren't going to push for decriminalization unless it's actually something worse. Do you see what I'm saying?
How do you become a ward of the state?
Well, I mean, they make you sign forms in most states to become a medical marijuana user. And then you waive a lot of your rights. You put yourself in a database. You basically sign up saying you're a drug addict, and they can come in your house whenever they want when you do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not for that, but obviously there's a lot of...
No, I'm for complete across-the-board decriminalization. Don't sell it to under 21 years of age. Make it like alcohol.
Right. So this is the only way that we see it happening in Texas as far as a public awareness campaign, you know, similar to what you're doing, except with, you know, for medicinal marijuana through the use of YouTube until they... try to shut us down, and we're going to continue to fight through the internet, and we're doing a talk at Brave New Books April 25th at 7 p.m. to inform more people, because you're aware they already have the tax stamp in Texas, correct?
Yes. I mean, listen, I'm for decriminalization. I appreciate your call. My holy grail is not decriminalizing marijuana. My holy grail is pointing out that narcotics, heroin and cocaine, and methamphetamine, to a lesser extent, are shipped into the country by C-130s and other aircraft and offloaded at military bases and private corporate reservations, and then are laundered through the big banks to the tune of $500 billion a year. That's mainstream news. And that it's all a facade and a joke when the cops take somebody to jail for cocaine or something, when the government's shipping it in. So I'm against the big banks getting the drugs, making them illegal at the end of alcohol prohibition so they could have a new business. Because then it lets them control organized crime, the money laundering, everything. That's why I'm for decriminalization. I'm not for using drugs. The same big banks are pushing all these drugs on kids in school.
We're on the march. The Empire.
The prescription drugs. They're pushing the prescription
Alex
drugs.
Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In Guyana, Africa, they're scrambling to contain deadly Ebola outbreak. Aid workers and health officials battled Monday to contain West Africa's first outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in Guyana. That's the Jim Jones scene, as neighboring Liberia reported its first suspected victims. At least 59 people are known to have died in Guyana's southern forest, but the Liberian cases, if confirmed, will be the first indication the highly contagious pathogen has crossed into another country. And boy, is that a bad disease. Don't have to tell folks about that. Continuing, press covering Michelle Obama have been shoved, screamed at, blocked from events in China. Let's just say the Chinese are not big fans of the American media. But Michelle's over there not to investigate or even talk about human rights. She's there to talk about her dress and what she's wearing. Truly shameful. I'm going to go back to your calls, Jim and Kyle and Joe and Jason and Rob. I'm going to get to all of you here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers is 800-259-9231. I'm not screening your calls. All I ask is you have a good telephone. I don't know if it's my earpiece there or what, but I'm having trouble understanding these callers. And it is annoying, man. I'm told on the network it sounds okay. Something's going on, but we're going to be, or maybe I'm going deaf. Point is, we're going to be breaking that down in just a moment. And banker deaths leave industry concerned as coroners probe Bloomberg. I know you've heard a lot about that from us, but it's finally in dinosaur media. But before we go any further, you're all info warriors. If you believe in the Second Amendment or you believe in non-GMO, the right to even know if food has non-GMO in it, you need to let that be known. If you are anti-war, you need to let that be known. If you're pro-family or anti-abortion, you need to let that be known. Not just let the establishment intimidate you. And we produced a whole list, a whole rundown, a whole catalog is the proper word, of great anti-socialist, pro-liberty, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-1776 apparel. We've got a whole line of made in America, extremely affordable golf shirts with Made in 1776 on them, the Molon Labe women's Made in America shirt with the gold print on it that really stands out. Very beautiful shirt. It says Molon Labe and has a Spartan helmet with crossed M4 assault rifles on the back. It says Infowars.com. It's got 1776 and Roman numerals on the front. There's two different variant shirts. I'm conflating the two. And then there's a men's shirt as well. Two women's, two men's, a design I came up with. One of our great graphics folks made look good. So I'm really proud of it. Our best seller of all time, Molon Labe, and it's Made in 1776. Even has that on the tag. Our stuff even has the tags now. Are Made in 1776. So you can go to madein1776.com, or you can simply link through an InfoWarsStore.com. Into the Made in 1776 section. We've got Made by Navy SEALs and their business with other Navy veterans and some other veterans as well. The bottle breacher, 50 caliber bullet, gold-plated, very handsome bullet. Great conversation piece. It says 1776 worldwide on the casing itself. That's a great gift for friends and family. All of it are conversation starters and great ways to promote liberty and fund this operation. We've got the best water filters at the lowest price with promo code WATER, 10% off, the already lowest price. We've got the InfoWarsLife.com. And again, all of that's on InfoWarsStore.com. It's just InfoWarsLife.com, Made in 1776.com. Those take you right to the subsections with the Made in America Patriot apparel. With the super high quality organic coffee, volcanically grown, with the other products that are right there on the site, like the nascent iodine. That's just look at me, folks. I'm working harder and more hours and going through more stress than I have at any other time in my life. And people in person, because the camera puts weight on you, but people on TV can see it as well. In person, they're like, oh my gosh, I hardly recognize you. Your face and your upper body, especially, it's still got a little bit of a pot belly. It's a third the size it was when I'm sitting down. I still have a tiny pot belly. It is evaporating. And I'm doing the same workouts I was doing, but the Nation Iodine, the Survival Shield, the Super Male Vitality, when I remember to take it, take it all right now. I mean, this is not me product placing, folks. I'm openly plugging. I mean, I literally have got to remember to take this stuff. Take what's recommended. Talk to your physician. You've heard the rave reviews. I took my Super Male Vitality. Now I'm taking my second dose. I did take this morning of the Survival Shield Nason Iodine. That's the real deal right there. And then Fluoride Shield that has a Nason Iodine and five other compounds. Detoxify. Now, the first month, almost everybody starts detoxing. And I forget the effect, Dr. Group and other, I know medical doctors call it the same thing. The Carrington effect? No, that's when the solar flare hits. I forget the name of the effect where it happens. I mean, detoxing chelating really means you're chelating. I mean, so get ready. You might not feel too good. Some people it's in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, on average a month. Some people it doesn't happen to them. Most people, this is real. But then after that happens, it's amazing for me especially. Well, you've heard the rave reviews. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And your purchase and support of the radio show helps fund the whole operation, the news sites, the news division, everything we're doing. We're really trying to go to the next level here, and thanks to your prayers and support, we're doing it. So I want to thank all of you out there that have been supporters, that have bought the different products. It is my commitment from the bottom of my heart to pledge to you that we try to only bring you the very best and what I believe is the best. We got the new Silver Bullet, Superpower, Colloidal Silver. It's all there, InfoWarsLife.com. Enough ranting about those products. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls in a moment, but let me hit this story first. Bloomberg. Banker deaths leave industry concerned as coroners probe. And then it goes over some really big dogs, top people at Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, you name it, jumping off buildings, being found dead, being found hung. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we see these a couple times a week, sometimes a couple times a day. I don't know how many are dead. I can't keep track of it. I said, you know, on an interview on TV a few weeks ago, I said, 20 plus bankers. I just threw that out there because I know it's way more than 20. I don't know. Watson needs to, he's been doing a lot of reports on this, Paul Watson. Maybe he can collate it all together, but it's at least 20 high level ones. Finally, it's being reported by what you'd call dinosaur media. Coroners in London are preparing to investigate two apparent suicides as unexpected deaths by finance workers around the world have raised concerns about mental health and stress levels in the industry. But for ripping off all the people and knowing the chickens are coming under us, because undoubtedly some are suicides. The inquest into the death of William Bokschmidt, 58, a retired Deutsche Bank risk executive. Yeah, those are the guys that certify the deals. That's who's mainly dying. And who'd you certify it for? Well, try falling 50 stories. That'll get you quiet. In his London home in January, will start tomorrow. The inquest from Gabriel Maggi, a 39-year-old vice president of technology operations at J.P. Morgan Chase Co., who died after falling from the firm's 33-story London headquarters, is scheduled for late May. And there's never a discussion about the cameras around these buildings. If I'm ever up in a big building and I fall off, I want all the local cameras pulled. I want the cameras across pulled, the news cameras pulled. I did not commit suicide. I was thrown off. Let's get that clear. The suicides were followed by others around the world, including J.P. Morgan in Hong Kong, as well as Mike Duker, the chief economist at Seattle-based Russell Investments Management. The financial world's aggressive, hard-hitting culture may be hurting itself. Oh, professionals advising on mental health in the industry say. How about they're being murdered? Red rum, red rum. That's murder backwards if you've seen The Shining. At greatest risk are those who have not cultivated friendships, networks outside of the company, said Stuart Black, professor of global leadership and strategy, IMD, a business school. Goes into culture change. Yeah, so the coroners are probing. No, coroners probe murder. Coroners probe because there might be foul play. It was a question of that. They don't probe because of mental states. That's a spin article out of Bloomberg. Hey, all the evil you've done, Bloomberg, in Chicago and New York with all those victims. How do you feel after everything you've done? All right, folks. Bottom line, I got a bunch of other news I want to get to here, but let's hit the homeless man killed and then we'll go back to your calls. A homeless man who was sleeping in Albuquerque, New Mexico, State Park, is confronted by police in the video we're about to show you. We're showing you the unedited one. We went and found the raw one released by the court inquest, not released by the police, edited. As he collects his items and turns around to surrender, the police use a flashbang and release a police dog. He then pulls items from his pockets, which might be knives, and is shot in the back by police as he tries to run away. And it looks like some hillbilly probably has a mental problem. They're all scared of him, so call in the SWAT team. And don't worry, they bagged him. Nice video game. So, I mean, they should have just got bullhorns and got down 100 yards away. They were so scared and said, come out with your hands up, and then just waited 10 minutes. But no, they went up with their guns 20 feet away. You got about 10 deputies all pointing guns at him. He freaks out, runs away, they shoot him in the back. And it's just this stuff is happening with more and more frequency. And the police are like, it was good mission, took him out, battling Al-Qaeda. Let's go ahead and go to the raw video, and I'll give you a play-by-play if you're a radio listener. We're going to post the raw video. We have the edited video in an article on Infowars.com. I'm going to have this raw video posted on there. Or give them the link, guys, that you found the raw video, or they'll end up thinking, I mean, take it and post it. It'll turn into a big 10-hour deal. Just give them the video and they'll post it. Thanks. Okay, here is this shocking video.
You said we were walking out of here, and you're bringing up assault, and everybody's going to get hurt again? All right, don't change up your agreement. I'm going to try to walk through.
All right.
Look, folks, try to arm you.
They got a German Shepherd.
I can keep you safe. Don't worry about saying harm. I'm going to harm you.
All
right?
Do it.
Get on the ground!
Get on the ground! Get on the ground now!
That's clear, murder.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
Don't make fun of me!
Ha! Shot him in the back. Okay, now watching that video, back it up. I'm going to play it again. The dog comes up and starts biting at his crotch, trying to rip his genitals off. That's what a lot of those attack dogs will do. So the guy standing there with his bag, he says, I'm walking down. It's not a big deal. I'm just camping up here, homeless. They send the dog in to rip his genitals off. He goes, why? He begins to try to push the dog away. Flashbang goes off. He gets startled, turns to the side. Dog's attacking him, and they shoot him in the back. These are soldiers, folks, and they want to fight an enemy, and we're the enemy. And it's Fallujah style, and we're dead. And they've been trained like this because they're going to bring the country down, take all the pension funds, and America's done, and they're going to arrest their political enemies. They're going to have a civil war, and all these cops aren't going to be fighting homeless guys. They're not going to be fighting people that wait till you surround them with a dog and all this. And what's scary is I guarantee you these cops aren't even bad people. They're just brainwashed and sick. And they're going to have to drink from the cup that is America that's going to implode. We killed 54 million babies. We've done it all. I mean, we're just an evil country. I mean, let's just get down to brass tacks here. Let's, again, if you're a radio listener, I'll post on Infowars.com the raw video. But they shoot the guy in the back. And I mean, they assault him with a dog and throw a flashbang at him, all because it's a big hunting deal. They're just hunters. Call me the hunter. That's my name. Pretty young thing like you, that's my only game. Well, in their case, they're not looking for a beautiful young lady like Roy Orbison was. Pretty woman, the kind I'd like to meet. Pretty woman, walking down the street. No, they want to hunt men. They didn't go join the Navy SEALs to do it. They're going to hunt a homeless man. They're going to shoot him in the back. And that dog go out of his tentacle. At the NSA base, we pull in the parking lot, we interview the media, we're here to talk. There's a main base gate right there. And they go, we got a dog to attack you. We bring a dog out here on you. What you do? Talk to an American. You're supposed to, I mean, literally, we're supposed to just grovel in fear. Land of the coward, home of the slave. Why doesn't the American people be, the new symbol is a jellyfish? And that's what you want, right? All right, let's go ahead and go to the footage again as I break it down. This is really shocking. And again, they've already assaulted him with a flashbang and a dog in his genitals. And he pulls something out of his pocket. If I had a knife, I think I'd stab that dog. You're supposed to sit there in America. The new way to shake hands with the police is to literally pull your genitals off and have a dog bite it off. And then the cops will taser you and jump on your head and charge you with assault. And then they can go home while you're in a prison while they're racking up all of the reap what you sow. Their kids are going to have cancer. They're going to have car wrecks, horrible lives, divorces, everything. And you don't know why you're cursed. Because you're evil. Anybody that does evil gets bad. One way or another, it comes back on you fools. Now go ahead and go to the footage of them murdering this guy. But the police chief says it's okay.
Get on the ground!
All right, flashbang. Dog goes for the genitals.
Get on the ground! Don't make fun of me.
Shoot him in the back. And that's a drug dog. It looks like it's obsessed with his bag.
Moving up.
Moving up. I'm a Marine. Just took out a homeless man. I'm really tough. I'm really something else.
You got a sign to his head.
But they're all excited. This is better than duck hunting.
His hands are still armed.
It's still on him. Oh, God, we're not safe. We just shot him. Look out. Oh, it's on their voices. Oh, my God. I saw this video where they shoot this family's basset hound twice.
Drop the knife. Drop the knife.
They just shot him again? Oh, yeah. Kill him.
Negative six.
Kill him.
Just one dog on him.
And they shoot the dog, and they're like, yeah, dog's upstairs. He charged me. See this dog's tail wagging, they shoot it. Oh, yeah, release the dog on him after you kill him. Yeah! Yeah! Hunting him! Hunting man's what I like to do! Yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah, the dog ripping at his leg after they shoot him. Yeah! Yeah, shoot him over and over. Yeah, step on him. Step on him after you kill him. Let that dog chew on him. That dog wanted his testicles. Dog, feed it to him.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds, is civilian legal in all 50 states, is 100% made in the USA, is veteran owned, and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's ExtendoVite for my heart.
Heart Drop? ExtendoVite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Upset during that last segment and during the break. Because then they handcuff his dead body and act all scared of the dead body. Because that makes it okay what they just done. They attack a homeless guy with a flashbang and a dog, shoot him in the back, and then shoot him more with beanbag gun and looks like real firearms, 223, And then they go over and step on his body. He's clearly, you know, dying. And then handcuffing. And they could have just done what they did in San Francisco, where they shoot the handcuffed guy in the back and the bullet bounces back up through his body and hits his heart, just claim he attacked him. But the sick thing is the police chief totally defended this because they, quote, felt threatened. And that's the new thing where police are like God. You're not God. You're being set up to be death squads to kill whoever you want because a criminal group's taking the country over. And everyone's horrified by this, and it's disgusting, especially when they look so excited while they're doing it, and the police chief says, great job, police. You know, not, well, it's tragic this happened, but they felt threatened. No, it's just, oh, great job. I'm going to do a special report on this. But just you know, the news media cuts it when they pull the trigger. You don't see him get shot because they don't want you to see the rest of the shooting him. And the dog, after they've already shot him more, they just let the dog sit there and bite him. Come on in and bite him. Oh, he moved his arm again. Shoot him again. You don't like a dog chewing on you, boy? Send in a dog. If he runs, shoot him in the back. And, you know, it's like Yosemite Sam has become the police or something. And it's not like they were chasing a killer. It's not like they were going after some Supermax guy that has escaped or a child molester or something. It's just all the time. It's autistic people or old people. Clearly, I've seen those squad car videos where some autistic person doesn't know what planet they're on. They'll kill them. Get on the ground. They don't get on the ground. Start beating them, tasering them. They try to run, shoot them. And the police go, that's right. We gonna kill more. We won't. And I see all these videos where it'll be somebody in a wheelchair. Get out of a wheelchair. I'm sorry, I'm a quadriplegic. Get your butt. I'm gonna smack you with a baton. Throw him out of the wheelchair on the ground. I mean, look at all the other tyranny, and look at Jimmy Carter, a president, having to say he has to send letters now because he knows he's being monitored and spied on. That's how pathetic this is, and it just continues, and nobody gets in trouble. And they kill 54 million babies. Nobody gets in trouble because we're a sick country. It makes me sick. Let's go ahead and go to this tape.
As a matter of fact, you know, I have felt that my own communications were probably monitored.
No kidding.
And, when I want to communicate with a foreign leader privately, I type or write the letter myself, put it in the post office, and mail it.
Old-fashioned snail mail.
Yeah, because I believe if I send an email, it will be monitored.
By the way, folks, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. We find all the specials, non-GMO, organic, and they've got great customer service, and I think they're the best affordable foods company out there, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. The toll-free number's there on the site. Man, I'm out of time. I know we've got Jim in Connecticut, and I know we've got Kyle in Arizona, where. And we've got Joe in Maine and Jason in Florida and Rob in Los Angeles. I will go to break. I won't be able to get to Rob and Jason, but I'll get to Jim, Kyle, and Joe. But just you'll each have a minute or so, and I got to go to the next person. We're going to start the overdrive, Infowars.com/show. Some stations don't carry this fourth hour because I don't always do it live. We used to do 4 hours all the time, but I cut back to three because of all the other duties I've got around here. But this is an emotional show. I mean, I'm emotional about all this. And I know we're not safe. I know we're a third world country. I mean, it came out that the Pentagon spies on all Americans, and it was called, you know, last week was in the L.A. Times that we're a banana republic. Yeah, that's banana boat stuff, folks. That's bad. I mean, this stuff isn't good. You can try to dress it up and say it's okay. Everybody knows deep down it's not okay, and it's getting a lot worse.
You are listening.
And they're going to bring in a civil war. I want to stop that.
Visit GCNI.
I want peace. I don't want a war, but I'm not going to your FEMA camp.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
waging war on corruption.